Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, May the 16th. It's National Barbecue Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Greg with two G's at the Big V, who loves catering Japanese barbecues because they're a walk in the park. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Doesn't the name Greg always have two G's in it?
The Greg at the Big V has two G's. Greg at Sears, one G. Very important distinction. Well, okay. Yeah. You got it.
All right. Moving on. It's Pathetic Fallacy Monday. It's Mother Nature's way of saying we're so sad for you Toronto sports fans, TFC, The Rock, The Leafs, The Jays. Nobody can bother with it. Anyway, 100% chance that it has already rained, and it's looking likely that there's going to be more of it today. 13, working our way up to a high of 17, and it looks like the sun will come out tomorrow. And what's today? National Barbecue Day?
National Barbecue Day.
Well, let's have a random shout out to my neighbor, who hosted a pool party barbecue this past weekend. He called it a swim meet. Head shake.
And let's add that the Argos are going on strike too. So that's
One more reason for rain.
Well, yeah. That's the fire way that they won't lose.
All right, a diamond in the rough. Well, on National Barbecue Day, we celebrate homemade barbecue recipes. You know, many of which contain ketchup, mustard, and Worcestershire. Worcestershire? I don't know. That sauce, brown sugar, soy, and molasses. And for dry rubs, you can also include onion, smoked paprika, ground cumin, crushed red pepper, and turmeric, although it may burn a bit. When it comes to completing a delicious barbecue, the sides you serve are just as important. Potatoes and baked beans with bacon are considered staples of barbecue flavor. Bacon optional for acting principal Botnick. And if you don't add a slice of watermelon at the end, are you even having a barbecue? I mean, come on. And apparently having a barbecue is not popular in Italy. The spaghetti apparently keeps falling through the grill. All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. I'm wondering if Glenn Frey made the cut today. The heat is on.
Oh, that's a good one. There were so many different ones. There's like these barbecue playlists. Some of them I'm like, I don't know any of those songs. Some of them I do a few. But actually, I found a song called Barbecue.
Photocopy paper?
By a band that called ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I didn't even know. So I was listening to it. It's actually kind of funky. So it's honestly... Usually I read the lyrics, but it literally just itself for the whole song. And he's just begging for some barbecue, let's just put it that way. Whether it's a euphemism for something else or not, I don't know. I'm just reading the words. And it's a you. So, you know, no, baby, tell me why don't you? Well, now, baby, tell me why don't you? I'll make me some of your fine, famous barbecue. That's literally the whole song. But what's really cool is the musicality and the guitar. I love the guitar sounds to it, so it's really good. There's another song called Strutting with Some Barbecue by Louis Armstrong. That's another good one to listen to. No lyrics for that one because it's only instrumental, but some just good like music to kind of keep you going. Because one thing about barbecue, which is why I'm not good at it, I can cook, but you need like patience, you know what I'm saying? You can't be in a rush. And that's why music actually is a really important part of good barbecue, because it keeps you kind of enjoying the music and you tend to just, you're okay with everything just taking its time to cook. So maybe not today because it is raining, but you know, you don't have to wait till the weekend, everybody. If it's a beautiful day, put something, you know, clean that barbecue out, you know, I don't know if any possums or any other vermin are in there. We have, apparently we have a big possum in our neighborhood, but clean out the barbecue.
I've never killed one next week. Do tell. I'm stunned that you didn't pick that Tim McGraw song, you know, that where he's got the barbecue stain on his white t-shirt.
There's like so many songs. So that's what I'm saying, like when you look at how many, when I was looking it up, I'm like, music has to be a huge, not just about, you know, coming together, but that patience that you need to have to get that meat properly cooked.
A bottle of vegetarian beverage would help too.
Pardon?
A bottle of beverage would help too.
That, yeah, well, you know.
Nice and calm.
That's it. So, yeah, take some time this week. Don't wait for the weekend, you know? You can grill things at any time. So, that's my pick for today. And just my thoughts are with the community in Buffalo today where, I mean, I don't even think senseless is the word for what happened. But my thoughts and prayers are just with people that literally went to the grocery store to buy food for their families and didn't make it out.
Ops to pick up stuff when we've been over in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, it's not easy. And I have a friend, his sister lives there, and that's the first thing I thought of is, you know, because who doesn't go shopping on a Saturday? Who doesn't go grocery shopping on a Saturday? Everybody goes grocery shopping on a Saturday. So, my thoughts and prayers as well with what must be devastating for an entire community, right? So that is for today, everyone.
Oof, absolutely no words. Oh, all right. ZZ Top Barbecue with its questionable meaning. We're not sure, but we'll get that on the playlist. And maybe Louis Armstrong will find that and add it as well. Let's get to Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Kmart, whose red hot savings are only matched by Venturo's weekly inspiration. What have you got today, Venturo?
You know, well, before I get into Monday's motivation, I finally figured out, now that Tamique says that she doesn't have any patience, I figured out why I'm always sent around the back to go barbecue. I guess my wife has no patience either, right? You definitely need to be patient, because she would just leave stuff out there and it's definitely going to get burnt. So, for all the men that have to go do the barbecue, I guess we're there because nobody else wants it and we have patience to do it. All right, so let's get into Monday's motivation. And today I want to talk about believing, all right? Do you believe in yourself? Is there anything that you want to do and you've been procrastinating for such a long time and you have not done it? Is it that you don't believe you can do it? Or is it just that you're just putting it on the shelf? Well, what I want to talk about is check out Henry Ford's quote. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. All right? And this other quote by Raw T. Bennett says, believe in yourself. You are braver than you think, more talented than you know, and more capable than you imagine. So whatever you're procrastinating about, guys, whether it is about writing that book, creating that song, making that film, writing that course, taking that trip, running that marathon, whatever it is, you can do it if you only believe. And if you only believe, you're halfway there. So let's dust off all those goals that we have shelved and let's look at them with fresh eyes today and believe we can do it. And that's it. Adventures with Venturo.
All right. I believe I'm going to have another coffee and I'm inspired that I'm actually going to do it this time. And it only took COVID for us to launch a podcast. So we have to believe in COVID. I mean, it did happen, and here we are. It is Monday. It's time for Monday's mystery.
Yeah, there's so many mysteries around barbecues. The one that really annoys me is, how do they manage to manufacture barbecues that the little sparky button stops working the day after the warranty is over? No, but anyway, you know, in keeping with the theme of Venturo's comments about being sent out to do the barbecuing, you know, the guys are apparently the masters of the barbecue, but you ever notice the wives are like the food critics extraordinaire of the barbecue? Like, I did the steak on the barbecue, and I think that's where the term mistake comes from, because that it was overdone. And then she proceeded to, you know, don't you hate backseat barbecue? Like, I think you need to, that chicken's looking a little bit. So I flipped her the bird.
Oh, God.
Ah, yes. Paul gently slides into retirement and full-time at home, I must say.
Good luck, Paul.
That's the transition. Well, that is it for us today, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for coming back this week. Have a great Monday, everyone. Hey, and if you can't decide whether to grill chicken breasts or chicken thighs, wing it. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.
Nice. Okay. Oh.